Nearly 10 weeks after Israel ended its military offensive on Gaza, reconstruction work has not started yet anywhere in the coastal enclave. More than $4.5 billion were pledged during donors' conference held on the 2nd of March in the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh to rebuild Gaza. In this tent camp located in northern Gaza, only about 1 kilometer from Gaza-Israel border, tens of families are still living in terrible conditions. But the homeless are divided on who to blame for the lack of progress in reconstruction efforts. Many blame Israeli siege for this misery. Others point the finger at the division among Palestinians. And some see the inaction of the international community as the main culprit.
The first reason is due to the division between Gaza and the West Bank, and also the crossing of the raw material, the borders. So the Israel has linked this issue with the soldier Gilad Shalit.
This camp is one of 9 camps set up in northern, eastern and central Gaza to temporarily accommodate those who lost their homes during the war.
We have been living in these tents for a while. We want our destroyed houses to be rebuilt. Many international figures have been here. We heard of money for reconstruction, but nothing has happened in practice. We're living in miserable conditions.
Some humanitarian organizations provide food for the affected people, and the children here receive psychological support programs. But the sense of insecurity is easy to see everywhere.
There are some 40 families in this camp. We need more tents to accommodate more homeless people. But the problem is that people, especially children, are still afraid of more attacks, as they can see and hear the roaring tanks from here.
The Israeli 3-week-long offensive on Gaza left nearly 21,000 houses and buildings either partially or totally destroyed. Despite billions of dollars pledged by donors' conferences to rebuild the devastated Gaza, piles of rubble are still here. And people are still living in these tents, waiting for the reconstruction materials to be allowed in, as Israel continues to hold its tight grip on the strip. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV.